We are a crack team of engineers, hereby anointed to build a safe and sturdy bridge. We are a sturdy team of crack engineers, safe for the moment, as we hereby anoint this bridge, plan a narrow interpretation that will please everyone, because everyone is in love with a bridge. Everyone adores the concept, but no one wants to build it, except me, the engineer, with my team, and I am studying the cracks within this narrow interpretation, offering my safe and sturdy opinion, praying that some new group won't appoint themselves the experts, challenge my assumptions while I still plan the bridge under narrow parameters which must be met on time or people may just start to crack and want something entirely different, or even question whether humans need bridges. But I must tell you, as the engineer on this watch, they sure as hell do. People love the thing they most hate to build, and they hold up signs saying, "You stay on your side of the water, and I'll stay on mine." But I tell you, I'm an engineer because people need that crossing. Their eyes narrow if they don't get that bridge. They live on islands, build savage churches of the us and them on their side of the water. They may even declare wars and fly to the other shore on planes which are not the same as bridges. Bridge lanes are harder earned than flight paths. Bridges take work. You must risk to build them. You must risk to cross them. You have to suspend disbelief, find one narrow lane, and trust you can make it to the other side, that something good waits on the other side. Bridges are not conflict points. They are arrival paths. They welcome both ways. And no matter what anyone says, sometimes it is good that people are forced to take a bridge, that we, the people, have no choice, because that's how our island minds grow up, grow out, and outgrow the narrow look we get in our eyes when we live in a place without a bridge.